Kelim Perek Tes Mishnah Alef. Machat oi tabas shenimtzu b'nechushto yishotanu. There's a machat, a needle or a ring that's tomei, and it's inside the nechushto, we had this term before, is the cavity in the ground, the sheka in the ground of the tanur. The tanur was tohor. The machat tabas was tomei. Mufarshim point out, it doesn't have to be vaday tomei. There's a gzeru we'll see in other places that a machat of tabas, since it travels easily and goes from hand to hand, finger to finger, so we're metame them even if we don't know that they're tomei, they're becheskas tomo, and therefore midrabon and this din could be even machat of tabas that we don't know that they're tor, have a status of tomei, and they're in the cavity in the ground on the bottom of a tanur. The shaila is whether the tanur is now considered tomei because there's something here that's tomei baviroi. Avalo yoitzim. It's in this cavity in the ground, but it doesn't stick into the Aviyat Tanur. Oh, it's important to point out that a Machat Tabas that touched the person who's Tomei, L'Cheshem Kamarishon L'Tumah, should not transmit to the oven. What we have to say is that the Machat Tabas is an Av HaTumah because it touched a mace. Or, when it's a Suffolk, then we assume that it touched a mace. It's a little bit more of a Chiddush. So we're looking at the Machre Tabas as an avatumah. If it's in the ear space of a tanner, it should transmit tumah to the tanner itself to make it into a rishon. So over here, it's not sticking up into the ear space. Im oifes abotzuk v'negebehen. Basically, the shaila over here is that the cavity in the ground over here could be looked at as an extension of the tanner. But it's in the ground, so you can look at it just as a hole underneath the tanner. What defines it? The space that's open as part of the tanur, that the machar tabas that's on the bottom should be considered in the avir, the tanur to be metamit. So it goes like this. Take the dough that's on the side of the oven, and if the dough going down would touch that machar tabas, because obviously it's not too deep, it's not too far down, that's called it's in the avir tanur. Tommy. So the machir tabas in that space is metame the whole tanur. If it would not be touch it, which means that it's further away, that's already removed from the ear space, it's not considered in the avir hatanur. That's the word. Even though it's open without any chatzitz, it's not really in the ear space of the tanur. Be'eze botzek omru, that you can make this litmus test, that it's if the botzik touches or not, but botzik habenini. It's not that hard, and it's not that soft. What's the word? Soft dough will drip a little bit down, and then in the middle, that's not an accurate depiction of what's considered part of the tanur. The hard dough doesn't move at all, so in the middle, that's also not fair. The botzik that's in between, that would be a legitimate expression of what's considered part of the tanur. That's some idea that it has to be part of the tanur. It's not enough that it's open airspace. It's in the ground, so it's not the avir of the tanur. The only way it's the avir of the tanur is if it functions together with the tanur on some level. Mishnah's Tiris brings down a beautiful vort from Rebaron, and Mishnah's Rebaron. It brings that the Chaznish seems to understand that this din is that anything that's within reason in the airspace is considered completely in the airspace. However, Rebaron wants to tell you that no. When you talk about the Zemachar Tabas here, the part that's nearest to the top, because it's on the top facing the Avir HaTanur, that's Avir HaTanur. But the Chelik that's on the bottom is not considered in the Avir HaTanur because it's not nearest to the Avir HaTanur. He says, very interesting, Tzach. He says, if you think about it, we've been having many Mishnayos already about things that are mitame, the tanur, or things that are in the tanur, because it's a dover hatome, and it's in the ear space of the tanur. The case that's always used is a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatoma. It's mitame, the tanur of a kirayin. It's in the ear space. And the shells, if it's over here, if it's considered in the ear space, why doesn't the Mishnah use the dukma of a sheretz? Why does the Mishnah use a machna tabas? Says like this. He says that the only part of the sheretz, if it would be on the floor over here of this sheka, the nechushta shel ha-tanur, the only part of the sheretz you'd be able to be considered as being in the ear space of the tanur would be the outer surface on top of the sheretz. The dead sheretz is lying there. Most of the body of the mouse that's lying there would not be considered nearer to the avir hatanu. Only the very top. The very top is pochas mekashir because the amount of sheretz you need to be metame avir hatanu is kadasho. We're not learning Maseches Tyrus now, but that's the shir in nevelas sheretz. That being said, a sheretz wouldn't work. You wouldn't have this din. A machir tabas doesn't have that shir. So now that's why the Mishnah uses this case. A beautiful var, but l'chare, it's very mechiach that this is not a simple, oh, that's the airspace of the tanner. It, being that it's in the ground, naturally it would not be part of the airspace of the tanner. If it's nireis and it could function together with, because the botzek that's benini would drip till there, that would be mechaber mitzarefit to be considered part of the airspace of the tanner. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. L'maisa, this shtickel from a baron and the Mikdash David says the same word, that it's not enough to have a sheretz kadasha, which is tome, but you have to have the sheer kadasha of the sheretz in the airspace of the tanner to be mitame. It's not so partial. Reb Chaim L'maisa is chalik. And he holds that part of a sheretz sticking into the airspace of a tanner would be metame the tanner as long as the dover hatome is enough of a dover hametame. You don't need that all sticking into the avir klicheres. Reb Chaim says that only by a zover or zover that stick their hand in, it's not the ganze mensch. Even though the hand is attached to a person, you have to have the whole zover zover. We spoke about this before, inside the avir klicheres. But by a sheretz, you wouldn't say that. So Meli, you're not going to have this cheshma with this chiddush according to Reb Chaim. Okay, let's go on to the next case now. Nimtzu b'tvelas hatanur mukav tzomit psil. There's a tanur, and there's a layer of tit on the side that's the tvelas hatanur. Stuck into the tvelas hatanur, buried underneath, is this machadoy tabas that we're talking about. But even where you could look at it as tumah blua, the tanner itself is mukav tzomit psil in the sense that there's, we're talking about where it's an oil with a maize. Remember that the tanner does not get tumor from the outside. It's not nitma migavo, it's only nitma me'aviroi. So if it's in an oil with a maize, it's not tome unless the tumor can penetrate. How would the tumor penetrate? From the hole. What happens if the hole is sealed? It's mukav tzomit psil. It has a cover on it, blocking the top mill, there's no access to the tanner. In Bitome, if we're talking about the Pashto reading over here, is Bitome because the Tzomet Psil wasn't fit on well, so the Tumah did penetrate. If the Tumah did penetrate, so then the Klicheres, the tanner, becomes Tome. If it's Tome, so then a Kli Tome is not Choytzitz Mpnei Tumah. There's no din of Hatzolos Tzomet Psil. Remember, the idea behind Hakofes Tzomet Psil is based on a klicheres not being mekabel tuma migavoy, and therefore it's sealed off from tuma. The kli itself doesn't become tame either. But if the kli itself is tame, then it's not choytzitz mitnei atuma. Vim betor, if it's fitted well, the mukav tzomet psil is closing it up. So then tahirim. Now this din is pashut. If it's not fit well, there is no heck of tzomet psil. There's nothing specific about this case. Others say, you look at the Lashon and the Rambam, what it sounds like is the Chiddush is, then maybe you would say, since it's stuck under the Tvela Shalatana, so maybe it's Tumah Blua. As per the Hezber of the Din of Im B'Tor Tahirim, why Tak is it Tahar? L'chere, let it be Nitma, let it be Mekabal Tumah, the Machir Tavas, straight from the Dovah HaMetami, from the Maze. And the answer, you look at the Rav explains, the B'Teli L'Gabe Tvela. The thing that's stuck into the Tvela is bottled to the Tvela, and it can't be mekabel tuma. Lemaisa, when you look at the Rash, and you look at the Rosh, they don't say that. They say that the machad v'tabas are nitzoyles medin tzomet psil. Why? Because it's like being in the toich of a klicheres. It's under the tveli. It's not open. If the tveli, which is bottled to the klicheres, becomes tame, then it wouldn't be choytzitz. But if it's not, then it blocks. And it's like a dinner book of Tzomet Psil. The problem is that we've mentioned before that there is a din that kli shetef, any kli that's not kli cheres, inside a kli cheres is not nitma. It's a din derabbanan. But lemaisa, that's the din. The din is that if you have a knife, a metal knife, inside a kli cheres, and the kli cheres is the inside of a tanner or an oil with a tumas meis, same thing. The halacha is that the kli shetef inside the knife becomes tameh. So why wouldn't you say over here on the machel tabas that's stuck underneath the tveli hatanur that also it's mekabel tumah, because even though it's mukav tzamid psil, it's enclosed, balamaisa, it's a metal kli. That's the kasha. Tes Yamtiv actually brings that this is the reason why the Rishonim Amoneya from just saying mukav tzamid psil is because it's not going to work over here. There's a din derabbanan. So the answer to this question, you look at the Tes Yamtiv and others, is that the gzeira of kli shetev shebeter kli cheres not being nitzel ayde mukav tzamid psil is only on kli ha-ma'oritz. It's a gzeira otu kli ha-ma'oritz which are put into a kli cheres, which we won't go into more now, but kli chover are more cal in this regard. We're talking over here about kli chover. Smell, there's no gzeira. So the shadow is just what the case is, and that's the reason why either you have this Hakofa Summit Psil being Matzel or not. The Shaila is, what is the Machloikis? It would seem that they argue Legabi this idea of Betela Legabi Tvela. What's the Machloikis over here? The truth be told, the Mishnah Achroina says, the Hispshat, is that even this Nusach of Betela is not a Dava in Bifnei Atzmai. Betela just means that what type of Kli Shetef, of metal Kli Beter Kli Chetz, doesn't have a din of Mukav Tzomit Psil. When it's like we said, it's a knife, it's a ring that's sitting in the kli. So there, the kli cheres is not matzel, al toichoy. However, when it's submerged in the kli, so to speak, because it's tachas tefillas adanor, b'chiyai gavna loy gozru. In that type of case, everybody would hold that does not become tummy. So merely, there's no yusod tzedek machlekes. Others tiny that there is a yusod tzedek machlekes, the marshal will point out what would be an afkeminu. What would be if instead of talking about a mace that's in the house with the tanur and the mukav tzam psil, the shal is what happens to the machal tabas? The question is, you have a machal tabas submerged under the tvel of the tanur and there's a sheretz in the tanur. If the word is that being underneath the tvel of the tanur is like being in the tanur, so it's in the airspace of the tanur. What's the halacha of a machat that's in the airspace of a tanur sheyesh b'sheretz? Doesn't become tamei. Because we've learned many times that the sheretz is metame the kli cheres, the tanur, which then transmits tumah. A kli can't become a shein l'tumah. It's not gonna be metame. What would be the case? What would be the oifin where it would be also? If you learn that the havon is that being balua, the lashon of the rav is that it's nivla and it's bottle to the tveli the tanur. So in the same way the tanur becomes tumah, it becomes tumah with the tanur. That's what should come out. We'll just be mindful that Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perchov Beis Tumas Meis, has such a meduber, based on the Sugya Chum Daf Ayin Aleph, that there's two levels of the din of Hatzolah Tzomet Psil. One din is a din that the Tzomet Psil is pasha not in the same toich, the that which is in the Kliches Mukav Tzomet Psil is not in the same toich as the Tumah which is outside the Kli. So it's Matzel, it's Choytzitz. There's another din that the kli cheres that's in the tanner doesn't become tamei megaboy. Whatever's a tofu, whatever's meshach shaychi to the kli cheres, whatever's bottle and tofu to the kli cheres is not nitma agav the kli cheres. It's another gzez akosu. Brings rayas, he buys it. If that's the case, we can understand on a derabbanan level what we explained before, that they were gozer on kli shetef that doesn't have a din of mukav tzomit psil. That's only Gabi din of Hatzolah, but Gabi what's bottle, what's submerged in the wool of the underneath the tvel of the tanner, that avada, they weren't goyzer, because there it's not pshat. There's a din Hatzolah. It's a din that it's not shaykh to tumah, because it's submerged into something that's not becoming tumah. It's not a choytzitz minim ve'atumah. It's not an entity which can become tumah. So on that they weren't goyzer. That would be mazber a little bit more gishmak, what we explained before. A similar din is the machar or the tabas is nimtzu b'megufa sechovus. It's in, they used to put a megufa, is a covering on top of a chavis. They would seal it with a layer of clay. That's called a megufa. You find it all over Shas. In the megufa, there's a machir tabas. It's submerged in that, the same way we had it before in the Tefillah d'Tanur. It's the same, really the same thing. If it's submerged in the chelik that's mitzideo, on the side of the chavis, that means, picture a jug, and it has an open top, and you want to protect the wine or whatever else is inside. So you seal it with a thick layer of clay that's on top, and it goes down on the sides to hold it tight. If it's on the sides, the chelik that's mitzideo, tmeim. You can neged pia, tahirim. If it's what's on top, tahir. The chelik has to be clear. And the Rav explains it the way that mitzideo doesn't really serve the wine inside. It doesn't really serve the chavis. It's just around because it's hard to make an exact finish on top. So because of that, what's on top is tofel, is considered the tzomet psil. It's not really necessary for the kli. What's on top is necessary. Now you'll ask, sof kol sof, it's balua. So it's tahara blua. So that we explained before, that there's no tahara blua in a kli. Tahara blua is something not becoming tummy, because balua is only when it's submerged in an animal or a person. Nirin b'soicha, avaloi lavira. If the machar or the tabas is not buried completely in the layer of clay, which we call the megufa, but it's underneath, and you could see it, if kilu, if you'd be looking, if you'd have a scope inside the chavis, you'd be able to see it. Avaloi lavira, but it doesn't show out to the open ear of the chavis. Tahirin, that's called a chelik of the megufa. Shaykin b'soicha, if it's in the chavis, v'tachteyem kiklipas hashom, it's covered over by a very thin layer of this tit. That means it's buried, but you could see where it is. You can see the outline of it. Lamaisa is covered by a very thin layer. That's why you could see the outline. That's called covered? Yes. Tahirim, that's called buried in the megufa, in the chavis, and it's part of it, and that's why it's not tummy. Mishnah Beis, chavis shehimaleya mashkin tahirin. This is a chavis which is full of, let's assume, yayin. Mashkin tahirin. Menekes is something obviously that draws out. It's menik. What it is it's like a straw of metal that pulls out, with which you could pull out the liquid from the chavis. It's b'soicha. The chavis itself is mukemes tzamet psil unusinu ba'el hameis. So it's completely covered over with a tzamet psil. It's a tight lid. And it's in the oil hameis. Tzamet psil, chayra, the contents of the chavis don't become tummy. Be'shamei ayrim. Ha'chavis v'mashkin tahirim. That's the din of tzamet psil. Umenekes tmeya. Why? Should be poshut by now. That solas tzomet psil helps on the contents of the kli, but not on the kli shebetoicha kli. This is the gzera of kli shetef. Remember that the shveferis is made out of mateches or eitz or anything else that's mekabel tumah, and it's not a kli ches. Kelim shebetoich kli ches did not solas tzomet psil. The mashke shebetoicha doesn't have that. And the male of the mashke is tahirin. They weren't guys on that. Ubesil loimim af menekes tahira. Chayr des hakovis tzomet psil. Zegzeres hakosim that's matzel komashu b'toch hakli cheres. L'chayr should be tahira. Kanira besil originally didn't hold the gzera. The Mishnah says chazu besil lahiris kedivi beshamei. This is one of the cases where Beis Hillel was Chos V'Lahiris K'divi Beis Shammai, that's at the end of the first parak in Idyas. Now let's explain a little bit more, because it's far a little bit strange that the Kli Shebetoichai that were goes on, but not the Mashke Shebetoichai. Normally it shouldn't be that way. So let's explain. The history of this Gzeira goes like this. A Chover, someone who's Makben on Tumah V'Tairis, will borrow a Kli from an Amoritz. However, by an Amoritz, it's not Makbe on Tumah V'Tayra, it's always a Chshash. And because of that, the Chov is not going to borrow from him Kli Cheres, or Eichel because they don't have Tahar and a Mikvah. So you always have to be Chayshish that at some point they became Tommy. What would he yet borrow from him? Klishetev. Klishetev al Shmoy Kenu. They could always be Shaitev B'mayim. He could always be Toivel B'mikvah. On that, he'll be able to be believed. That's Nalochi. He could believe the Amoritz that it was Nitval properly in a Mikvah. Okay. The problem is that the din of Tzomet Psil was known. And Amoritz could easily think that the din of Mukav Tzomet Psil would help not only by Klicheres, where the whole lumdus of Mukav Tzomet Psil is because of Klicheres is not Nitma Megaboy, only Me'aviroi, so it never became Tommy. So Melitz Matzo Mashu B'toichoi, a Kli Shetev doesn't have that din. So an Amoritz, as far as he's concerned, the Chover is borrowing from him a metal kli, and the metal kli is fine, doesn't need Tahara B'mikvah, because it was in a metal kli that's Matzal Mitumah. Because of that, what they did in order to stop the Chover from borrowing from him that kli, is they made up that Mukav Tzomet Psil doesn't help even on kli Mateches, or any other type of kli, kli Shetev. That's besoich a klicheres. Kalim that are inside another kli, there's no mukav tzom. So, like this, they got away from that mistake. That being said, they weren't goyzu, even though naturally the mateches that's inside the klicheres becomes avatum, it should be mitame de mashkin that's there. They weren't goyzu on it because not meikir adin. That was the story of this gzeira. And Beisilv Paschal like Beis Shammai. Machlok Yushem that we've mentioned before is in several places. The Rav is going with the Rambam, which is in the Pishim Mishnayis in Perek Yud, and Skepas in the Hochas Tumas Meis, Perek Chov Gimel, that they were goyzer both on Kli Amoritz and Kli Chover, this Gzeira, whereas the Rosh and the Rash holds they were only goyzer on Kli Amoritz. We explained in Mishnah Aleph, Legabe Machad V'Tabas, you're going to have to say that even though it's Klei Shetev, it's made out of metal, but we're talking about a Klei Chover. And by Klei Chover, they weren't Geyser on the Tzol Tzomet Psil, and there, Taki, you still have the Din Deraisa. One last very choshev idi, and that is that this whole discussion Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is, like we said, it's a Mishnah in Idias. It's also a Mishnah in Aholos. And we also had in the previous Mishnah these dinim of klishetev with kliches, nitzel b'tzomet psil. Because of this, the Rambam Kanir wanted to learn that this Mishnah was adding another chiddush. And according to the Rambam, this nekuda of menek is a different halacha. He has, and it's also brought in the Yad, in Perek of Beis, Milchus Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin. We're talking over here about a menekes, which is stuck into the barrel. It's not a menekes shel mateches, like we explained. It's a menekes of cheres. It doesn't go all the way into the chover. Part of it sticks up. The way we explain the Mishnah now, it's talking about a straw that's in the chover, but l'maisa, the whole thing is covered over. The whole thing is mukav tzomet psil. According to Rambam, no. It's covered over. The covering, there's a straw sticking out. Picture a soda bottle that you had something sticking. Well, the soda bottle, you can't really stick a straw in. But picture a straw sticking through one of those plastic covers on the top of a, let's say, a coffee. So the whole thing is sealed. The whole top is sealed by the plastic cover. The straw seals up the opening, but there's an opening because from the top of the straw. So the Rambam has over here a chiddush that we see the contents of the chavis are sealed because the menekes goes on an angle. Picture a straw that has we could twist it. So the Rambam holds that twist is enough of a base kibble that it's called blocked off. The menekes itself, the straw is tome. Practically, the Mishnah Achreina has a cheshman to try to figure out, why don't we say that the menekes is mitame the mashkin? Why is it not mitame the kli cheres that it's sticking into our idea aviroi, and that would be mitame the mashkin? Ayin shom. The lomda shekasha is there's a shtickel Reb Chaim in stencil beinyan menikas, and the Chaznish talks about this also, is that if the menikas, which is the stimas hatzolas tzomet psil itself, becomes tame, Haloi, the idea of stima is stima al yidei something which is not mekabel tumah. That's the whole idea, that something that becomes tumah can't be chaytz v'nei tumah. So over here, the minikas which becomes tumah, how is it chaytz? So here's where Reb Chaim says his big word, that when you have a chavis that's filled up with wine, is be'etzim, the fact that it's in a separate kli itself, be'etzim is the davar hamatzel. There's a problem, there's a hole in the kli that you have to stuff up with a tzomet psil. There's a din noisiv on the fact that it's in a kli that you need a hatzola from a tzomet psil. So over there, if the covering is a davar tamei, that's not a problem. The chaytzis pnei atuma is only if the kli itself would be tamei, then it wouldn't be called that it's enclosed in a kli, because that kli itself is a davar tamei. If the kli itself is a davar tar, which it is over here, because it's a chavis, it's a kli cheres, and the kli cheres doesn't become tamei migaboy. So then there's hatzolo. The fact that you can't have an opening, the opening itself can be closed up, can be nistam, the tzomit psil itself could be a davar tamei. So that's why you have hakofet tzomit psil, legabi this din.